Wait, I think we need to do it again.
From the palatial Chevrolet Sonic, screaming down the Pacific Coast Highway, it's time for DI Plus to come, I guess, screaming at you again through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Shitty Rental Cars. If you need to have a really terrifying driving experience in a different state, then you should check out a Shitty Rental Car. You can find them online at Hertz.com, and don't forget to use the special Shitty Rental Car checkout code DI Plus for a frightening discount. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the very same Shitty Rental Car by the one and only Mr. Joe Batanz. Hello, Joe Batanz. How are you today?
Hi, Daniel.
Great. Here we are, Joe. We're here in Malibu, California, screaming down the Pacific Coast Highway.
Malibu, California.
That's right. Here's a bicyclist over here to our right.
That Daniel's going to kill.
I'm not going to kill him. I'm just going to wound him slightly. So how you been, Joe?
I've been well. I've seen you every single fucking second of this vacation you've been on.
You know, I know. And it's tomorrow, there's going to be like a little happy dance in Joe Batanz's world tomorrow because I am leaving tomorrow to go to Anaheim.
I'll be alone. What will I do?
You will not have me to kick around anymore.
I'll tell you what. I'll be sad you're gone. You know I'll be happy.
Who?
My liver. And just my body in general. We've been eating so well.
We have. We've been eating. Yesterday was the taco tour. Today, what are we going for today, Joe Batanz? We're going for the hamburger tour, right?
Yeah. Today, we're going to go to some of my favorite hamburgers in Southern California, free of crispy lettuce. Free.
Regular co-host of the show, Adam Burns, does not care for the crispy lettuce. So.
I heard all about it last time. Here's what's funny. You know what's funny is, very good. Oh, friend of the show, of my show.
Friend of your show. Friend of the Joe.
Friend of the Joe. Yeah. Mercedes, her brother.
Yeah.
Just posted the other day on Facebook. He goes, In-N-Out. I'm gonna say it. Overrated.
Well, there you go.
And I'm going to tell you something. I agree with him. That's the funny thing. For those of you who don't know, Adam Burns hates In-N-Out. Where I took umbrage with Adam Burns was he said, Daniel Brewer, you've had In-N-Out multiple times.
Yes.
Where I took umbrage was Adam Burns said he wanted to vomit.
Right. It made him want to vomit.
He wanted to vomit.
Right.
Because the lettuce was crispy.
Yeah, it's a bit...
crunchy, I think is what he used.
Crunchy. It was a bit... That white center part of the lettuce. Anyway, but you know, I feel bad for Adam. The reason that I'm doing this recording here today is because there was no DI Plus this week. There was no Taylor and Taffy.
No
Adam Burns. Oh, you can throw that in the backseat. There's no, Taylor and Taffy. No Adam Burns. DI Plus was just... And then, for some reason, Catching Up didn't post this week, so there's no Catching Up. So it was like, I figured there's like this vacuum. It's like, if we don't put out a show soon, people are going to start listening to that It's All About Me thing. And that's... We don't want to give them any ground, you know, because it's all a big competition, Joe. I don't know if you knew this.
I know Pride 48 is like the Hunger Games.
It's very competitive.
And have you been to any Pride 48? You know, one thing that's lacking at Pride 48 is hunger. Every contestant there at Pride 48 has won the Hunger Games.
They are from their different precincts or whatever they call them. I don't know. I don't follow the Hunger Games that well. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen. Suddenly, who does that? Who does that on their show?
Ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah.
Circuses?
No, I mean, somebody on their podcast does that. You know? My point, dear listeners, who would that be? That's dear listeners. Anyway, I think that's Vera. I'm going to blow this yellow light.
And by yellow light, he means one of the Pepperdine students he's been talking to on the Grindr.
Oh,
there it is.
There's the joke. No, you may hear the Waze lady. I think she's muted, though. So
I muted her.
Yeah, we are driving. In case you haven't figured that out by the shitty sound quality and the automotive noises.
I'm going to tell you something, though. I heard you doing a test run earlier. It sounded pretty good.
Yeah, no, it sounded all right. Well, now cut to us listening back to this.
We were sitting down. Yeah, we were parked. Like, oh, this sounds good when you're parked in a car.
Right, exactly. We should do that more often, but no. So Anyway, so I got out here on Saturday. I stayed, had a lovely weekend at the Chez Charles residence, the Vera and Gooch Charles residence. You came up the first night for cocktails.
Cocktails? I got there a little late.
Yep. We watched Halloween with Tom and Terry on Google Hangouts. And then we went into the living room, which no one ever goes into. I had played the piano earlier in the day before you got there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And then you were there, and you played the piano. So I think that piano saw more action in this past weekend than it's seen in years. So we both played.
A nice piano. Are we allowed to talk about the setup of the house? Maybe not where it is.
No, we are, yeah. We can't give the address, but yeah, we can talk about the setup of the house.
You know, because as people may know, you and I and Vera do an after show, and Adam on DI Plus, when you
That's
record
right.
DI Plus Live, because people who just listen to the podcast...
They don't know.
They don't know. There's a whole... I'm going to say longer than your regular show, right?
No, it's not longer. Sometimes it is. It depends, right?
It's over an hour.
Sometimes, yeah. So what happens is we like to edit and post our show the same night we record it. So while we're doing that, we just bring on Vera and Joe on the Hangouts there, and then they chat. So the chat room here is that it's still on the stream. We just don't record it and publish it.
So anyway, there's a whole other show that goes on.
Yeah.
And so now what the advantage that I have being on the show is I can see inside, I see Vera.
Right.
And
also, it's like being on a movie set.
Yeah, it was being like in a real movie set, because all I ever see is a little corner of a room.
Right.
So I got to see now the entire set. But so the living room is in another part of the house I've never seen before. And so it's like, that's the funny thing is this. Vera is a self-proclaimed recluse, right?
Yes.
This house is set up for a person who has a lot of parties.
Yeah, it is. It's a very entertaining... it's set up to entertain.
Yeah. Meanwhile, those two just sit in one tiny corner and then have the rest of the house empty.
And, well, also upstairs in their little bonus room, they have a movie room that they don't use anymore. Because now they use the living room.
So. Yeah, they have a living room and everything's in that living room. And but the movie room sounded fantastic. Did you go inside the movie room?
I poked my head in there. I didn't.
What's in there?
It's like a large screen TV and a big couch. You know, like a big L-shaped sectional. That's
oh, really?
Up against the wall. It's a fairly big. It was bigger than the room I was staying in.
So why did you just go sleep in the theater?
There was no place in there to sleep.
You sleep on the couch.
Well, they had already made up the other bedroom for me. That would have been rude. See, I'm wrestling with this, Joe. I'm wrestling with trying to be a good guest. Because once you reach a certain age, like 10 years ago in my world, you kind of come to that point where it's like, you know, you stay in hotels. You don't bother people with staying in their house and everything. This is the first time since I was, like, probably in my 20s that I've stayed with people.
Yeah.
And my fear is that I'm, like, a horrible house guest. It's like, so I'm constantly, like, worried that I'm just, like, you know, like... Dear God, they feel like they have to like entertain me every second.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, so I'm trying to stay out of people's way and trying to be a good house guest. So I will actually be much happier tomorrow when I'm in a hotel room. It's like, because then I'll just like call house. Can you come and clean this shit up, please?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, so I'll have my own.
Instead of just calling upstairs for me to come clean up your shit.
You know, I like to think of me as requesting politely, but
you know,
if you take it that way, then so be it. Oh, so. I had a lovely weekend at Vera Charles. We had a lovely dinner with them on Sunday night. Joe came back.
Saturday was like a little finger foods thing, right?
Yeah, a little finger foods and Halloween, and then But then on Monday morning, I left.
Wait! I want to talk about Vera's house stuff. Oh. I went for dinner.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
I went for dinner Sunday night.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And Vera made her famous beef stroganoff.
Beef stroganoff with the. Bread. It was going to be sourdough bread, but she used a different bread that she made also, but it wasn't.
So wait, what happened? Wait, you know, that's a good point, because she landed up serving us a different bread because the one that she had made wasn't finished.
Right, because...
So what happened to the whole other focaccia loaf of bread that she made?
Well, I'm sure she's made it by now. There's some kind of fermentation or some kind of step you have to make with the sourdough bread and then leave it for a while, and since we had gone out to Fry's to get parts for her computer... She sat in her office and watched me work on her computer instead of going down and finishing the bread, and then it became too late to ferment the bread or whatever she needed. She didn't have enough time for it to ferment before dinner, so... by the way, just as reference, we are about to pass by the Santa Monica Pier.
Yes, we are about to pass the Santa Monica Pier, known... You know what they filmed the Santa Monica Pier?
Really? Where?
I think it must be like It's like the Mr. Furley seasons, the intro to Three's Company.
Oh, really?
That's all Santa Monica Pier. Oh, yeah. Well, remember, the Three's Company takes place in Santa Monica.
I didn't really pay attention.
I'm going to tell you, it took place in Santa Monica, and I'm going to tell you something else. I can't believe I'm admitting this.
I have to make a left in 600 feet.
No, well, just stay to the left. You're not there to the left.
All right.
So, I'm going to tell you something.
Yes.
There was a week I was really bored, and I spent a lot of time in Santa Monica.
Yeah.
You know what I did there?
Went to the pier?
No, I drove through the neighborhood right here in Santa Monica, this little neighborhood right
here. Tried to find Mr. Furley?
Well, the house that I think would have been where they lived, based on what I know of the show, because they would walk to the beach, right. They would walk to the pier, they would walk to these places, but yet, and then also where would the Regal Beagle have been? I spent time, and maybe later I have photographs of the house that I think was the Three's Company house. Now, I'm not an insane person. I realize that there was no real Three's Company house.
Yes.
But I've created like a cosplay house, essentially.
A house
that cosplays as the Three's Company.
Like Bill Cosplay?
Bill Cosplay, and then it drugged me and raped me.
Right, yes. So, all right, so back to Vera's house. So you, go ahead and finish. So there's the living room that you'd never seen before. So you, much like the Regal Beagle, which is just a set.
Yeah.
It would be like walking in and going, oh, there's no walls. There's bleachers. So you only see Vera's one little set on the hangouts.
Yeah.
And so your eyes were opened.
I got to see, because, you see doors coming in and out. Right. Gooch comes in and out. And so I got to see where they go.
Right.
You know, oh, they go here. Oh, and that's what's over there. And, it was sort of crazy.
It is a lovely house. It's very lovely. I got to see the waterfall in the backyard and everything. It's a very lovely house.
So lovely, Vera never leaves it.
That's right. Why leave it when it's so lovely? So I left there Monday morning. I drove through Topeka Canyon, which is a lovely, fun little drive.
It is.
It's very pretty.
Yeah.
And then I came to Malibu, to where you were staying, to a very insane house that is in the Pacific Ocean. It's like the house is over the it's over the water.
Yeah.
So you have very graciously let me stay in the bottom bedroom, which is the one bedroom in the house that has a gorgeous view of the Pacific Ocean, the waves crashing. It's lovely. Yeah. It's a very lovely house. We've had a lot of fun in the Malibu house. And since then, we've been driving around. Nico Martinez came and joined us on Monday.
Martinez came over. He joined us. We just hung out at the house, right?
We went and get tacos at the place that was okay.
Well, no, okay. You know what?
Yeah.
We didn't talk about this yesterday because Nico was making fun of it. Hold on for a second.
Okay.
Let's talk about this. So Monday, that's right.
Good mythical morning.
Let's
talk about that.
Okay, let's talk about this.
Yes.
Well, first of all, you know what? Let's tell the story about Monday.
Right. So Nico's version of the story is Joe says, hey, we're going to go to this amazing...
Sandwich place.
It's an amazing sandwich place.
It is.
You guys are going to love it. He built it up for like a half hour until we got there. And it turns out they're closed on Monday.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, then let's just go to this other place. It's not as good, but it's still is really good. You're going to love it. Really good.
Accurate.
What's the second place
We were going to go to Plan Check, where Plan we went Check. With Adam Burns. Remember Adam Burns went there? Yeah. And he was, if you listen to Catching Up, you learn that Adam Burns doesn't like to order his entree with the appetizer because he's afraid that he's panicked that they'll bring the entree with it. Right. So
we went to, we were going to go to Plan Check, which is great. You're going to love it.
Plan Check, right.
And then,
oh, shit.
What?
There was a fucking huge accident right now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, fuck.
Like, just happened?
Yeah.
Oh.
Holy shit.
Wow. Thank goodness it wasn't us.
I was looking, I go, that car's going to stop.
And he didn't stop.
No, fuck.
So we were going to go to Plan Check, and I'm just continuing.
Yeah,
the story.
Please.
So we were going to go to the Plan Check, and...
Cut to that. I was kind of looking at the accident.
And somehow, I don't know what happened, but like 3 minutes into driving towards Plan Check, Joe's just like, you know what? I changed my mind. Just take right here. We're going to go to this place. It's okay.
Yeah?
So it's like...
None of this is untrue.
Right, but we went from... Oh my God, the best sandwiches ever! To all right, this is just as good. You're gonna love it. To all right, this place is okay.
Actually, I'm gonna say you're even a little inaccurate. I'm gonna say what it was I'm all. You know what? Never mind. Let's go to. We're gonna go to a great Mexican place.
Okay.
Never mind. So it's good. It's good for the West Side.
It's called Tacos Por Favor.
It's okay. Then I went to like the Mexican's okay. Right. It's doable. Serviceable.
This is where I learned that torta means sandwich.
Yeah.
I did not know that. So I got a burrito.
Yeah. And well, Nico and I, the Mexicans.
That's right. The two Mexicans got tortas.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tortas are pretty good.
Now, I will say this. The food wasn't bad.
Was it good?
It was pretty good.
Okay. Okay. Good. So then that's... Okay. We're going to leave that there.
All right.
We're going to leave that there.
So that was... So then we went back to Malibu with Nico, and we basically just hung out at the house. You were doing some work, and Nico and I hung out, and we had a good day. And then I believe Nico left us that evening.
Yeah, but I feel like we did something.
Yeah, we did, didn't we? We took a lift.
Oh,
to the
shit, we went out that night.
Yeah, we went out to the whatever it was called.
Some bar. Yeah.
We went there and we hung out with Judy.
Judy Carter, Goddess
Judy
of Mystery.
Judy Carter, Goddess of Mystery.
Oh, do you know why I called her Judy Carter and sang that song?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so Judy Carter is the woman who wrote the book on teaching people how to do stand-up comedy.
Yes.
The Comedy Bible. You can get it on Amazon. And for a long time, ran a very successful stand-up comedy school in L.A.
Okay.
That was the place everybody went to.
Did you go there?
She retired. I went there. And by the way, like anything that's the most popular or whatever, there's also a lot of hate for it, too. I'm not going to get into that.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But anyway, I got to know Judy. My writing partner, Shannon, used to be Judy's assistant.
Yeah.
That's why Judy was at this party, thrown by my friend Shannon.
Yeah.
Anyway... But in a former life, before Judy Carter became a stand-up comedian, she was a magician. She was a member of the Magic Castle.
She created the Carter Maneuver.
Yeah, exactly. So, and she had, because it was the late 70s, like a magic theme song. And she was Judy Carter, Goddess of Mystery. And I gotta see if Shannon will send me the audio.
Awesome.
But it's like, Judy Carter, Goddess of Mystery, do 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 do. She flies around the world. You know, like that, like up, up and away.
Yeah.
But imagine that, Judy Carter, Goddess of Mystery.
Wow.
So we saw Judy Carter, and because she's getting, are we allowed to talk about the divorce?
Yeah.
Okay. She's getting divorced.
Yeah.
You're getting divorced.
Right. By the way, people stopped listening like 10 minutes ago.
Look, there's a Hollywood sign.
It's like so boring. So we were the two gay divorcees chatting over, crying in our beer.
Yeah.
So we went. That was my first experience with Lyft. So I took a Lyft. That was exciting. That was
Which
fun.
Which Adam Burns is convinced that I work for them.
Yeah, but it was fun. It was very. We went and ate at Top Round that night. It was some lovely.
Oh,
roast
that's
meat.
Right. So explain what Top Round. I'm gonna focus on the food part.
You're right.
Oh wow, tell me this. Top Round, Daniel.
Top Round is it's a roast beef place.
Yeah.
In Hollywood.
Sure.
That is it's like an upscale Arby's, Joe Batanz. So they make their own sauces there.
Yes.
It's a really good roast beef. I got the gravy fries. You got the cheese fries. They're you know, it's not cheap, but it's not not hugely expensive. It's a fast food place, so it's like, you know, you going to, like, let's say Shake Shack instead of going to to Burger King. It's like part of that new upscale fast food place, like Shake Shack and Five Guys and that whole venue, except this is roast beef. So
I completely agree.
It's quite good. And so we went there and we drove home with the most annoying Lyft driver on the face of the planet.
Here's the deal. I was amused by his horribleness. You were, like, actively, like, okay, so on the way over to the bar.
Yes. Oh, we had Eric.
But Eric, who was Guatemalan and was very chatty and nice
guy. Guatemalan. Now, here's the difference. Eric, the Guatemalan, had a cross hanging from his rear view.
Yeah.
Talked about his wife. Clearly straight man, probably religious, whatever. Not one mention about God or anything like that because, you know, hello, these are paying customers here. Maybe they're not Christian, and maybe I shouldn't, like, proselytize to them.
Yeah.
Like, within 5 seconds of getting into Joe's car, Joe, the Lyft driver's car.
Yeah, the Lyft driver who took us back was named Joe.
Within 5 seconds of getting in the car, he's, like, talking about, like, well, God wanted this. Must have been intended for God to do this. Isn't that right? He, like, wants us to agree with his religion.
Yeah.
And I was texting you from the back seat going, like, I want out of this car right now.
Yeah, so on the way over there, you were Chatty Cathy.
I was.
And then the way back, you would have thought there was nobody in the back seat.
I didn't want to talk to Joe. Didn't like Joe at all. And then you know, he started talking about how he's on medical marijuana, which is probably not something the Lyft driver should be telling you, that he's smoking pot. But anyway, so, you know, at least while he's driving. So that was Top Round. And then Tuesday,
Yesterday,
Tuesday, we had a lovely day. We went on our mini taco tour where we went to three different taco places. We went to the first
one. We did.
I cannot pronounce. So the first place we went to was called?
La Flor de Yucatan. Flower of the Yucatan.
Flower of the Yucatan. Where we had two tacos that must have, they must have gone out back and slaughtered the pig.
Oh, yeah, it took forever.
Marinated the...
you make a good point because...
Literally, we sat there for 20 minutes waiting for two tacos.
Because, I'll tell you what, here's the thing. That pork does take, to cook it right,
yeah.
It was, we had a cochinita pibil taco, which is essentially pork shoulder marinated in citrus juices and roasted for a long time. So clearly, they have to make it well in advance.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So that means when you order that taco, it's literally just tortilla, put some of the pork that you cook for a long time, but it's already there, right. And the pickle, onions, and some salsa, let's call it a day. It should have been... If they would have been 5 minutes, I would have been fine. You have other things going on. Right. Okay.
Right.
It was over 20, right?
It was. It was well over 20 minutes. And then, did we go to three places or did we just go to two?
Yeah, we did. Because then we went to, maybe we only went to two.
Yeah, I think we only went to two because we went to the food truck.
And then we went to Mariscos Jalisco.
Yeah,
to the food truck. On the reverse, it was like, I have two shrimp tacos. Here.
Immediately.
Like, I'm still getting my change. They're handing me the shrimp tacos.
So shrimp, which was delicious.
But wait, what were your thoughts on the cochinita pibil taco?
I think I told you at the time. The tortillas were like store-bought tortillas, and so it gave the whole thing kind of a floury kind of, like a frozen tortilla, floury kind of a deck. As compared to like the shrimp tacos, which was clearly like deep fried, like they made their own tortillas, and they were like delicious and whatnot. And then we also had the ceviche there at the second place.
And that was great.
And then, we did eat at a third place. It's just I didn't eat. But we went to the Buena Vista Cafeteria.
No. Hold on for a second.
Yeah.
Now it's time to come back to something.
Oh, here we go.
Just FYI, you're going to be going on 110 South, so you're going to be on the left side.
But it says go that way. It says veer to the right to go on 110 South.
I think it's one of those things where it's going to... It's right. You know what? I was wrong. Sorry. I'm wrong. Yeah, you are. Yeah. So, but this
we can tell Adam to edit this. He's out, but he won't listen to it.
FYI.
Yes.
So you're gonna go to the right, but then you're gonna immediately go to the. It's gonna be like they're saying get to the right because the freeway goes one way. You're gonna go another, right, but then you have to get to the left. Okay. FYI, just keep that in mind. I'll show you.
No, it's not. Just continue with your story. Continue with your story.
What was I talking about? I got it. Okay, so.
Worst podcast ever.
Yes, you say everywhere. That's what you should call your show, the worst podcast ever.
I should.
Because you announced the title.
If that website's available.
So, anyway, listen to this.
I'm listening to this.
I told you.
Yes.
Monday. Oh, this Mexican food's okay. It's good for the west side.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Then I took you to the east side.
Yes.
And got you the Mariscos Jalisco. In fact, we're actually passing... Florida, Yucatan right now.
Yeah, we are.
But, okay, so we got you that.
Yes.
Was I wrong?
No, you were not wrong at all. Compared to yesterday's, that first day was like, dog poop in a burrito. It was like,
For some reason, I don't know why, the west side of L.A. has not very good Mexican food.
But it was...
No, you're saying you're going to be wrong.
Okay, fine.
We need to get back over now.
Anyway, so the... I see what you're saying. So,
I bet that's confusing.
No, so, yeah, comparatively, the tacos yesterday were miles above. Miles above the ones on Monday. But that's fine. So then we went to the ABC Disney Studios.
Yeah.
Where they got the VIP treatment there, where we had...
For a friend of Paul.
Friend of the show, Paul, who took us around there. We went to the Buena Vista cafeteria and ate with all the employees. You got a lovely ice cream sundae.
Sure.
And I had a Diet Coke. And then we hung out there. He showed us around.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I had an ice cream.
You did.
I was feeling kind of, ill later.
Lactate. You forgot to take your lactate.
I didn't take my lactate, and I got lactose intolerant. That's why I felt so ill.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you ever take a taco tour with Joe Batanz, bring some hand wipes with you. You didn't know that until, after, whatever. It's like, because tacos tacos tend to get kind of messy. And, if you don't have...
DI Plus brought to you by tacos.
Tacos. the messiest fucking thing you'll ever eat.
When you want to taste your food 10 hours later...
I should probably check and make sure we're still recording. It's like, you know, because I... Yeah, oh yeah, we're still recording. Yeah.
So, now Adam's going to take that out. Timestamp that shit.
So, I wonder if I don't think I can edit. I didn't bring a computer. I just brought a Chromebook. I don't know if I can edit.
No, they can deal with that. Okay, so then, yeah, so that was Tuesday. We went and we got the tacos.
Yes.
Then we're at ABC.
Went over to ABC Paul. Studios, right? And we had a lovely time at ABC Studios. You stopped in the Disney Studio employee store and bought...
well, you can't say.
I'm not going to say what you bought, but you bought a gift for one Taylor the Latte Boy.
Taylor T. Latte Boy, yes, I bought him a gift.
And then we went...
Which I want to say right now, I don't know when it's going to be released.
And well, this is going to go. I'm going to send it to Adam, and he'll put it up tonight.
Oh, okay.
So don't say. So,
I wasn't going to say what it is. I'm going to say something about that, though.
Okay. We have not mailed it yet. We're heading... We'll be stopping.
Yeah, we're mailing it today, so he'll hear it before Saturday.
So today... So then we went... From there, we headed downtown L.A. to a place called Kohl's, which is not the clothing store that Big Fatty gets his Kohl's cash from.
No.
Where I sampled... possibly the most vile thing I've ever put in my mouth ever, called an old-fashioned, a draft old-fashioned, which is just a pre-mixed old-fashioned that they make, and then they put it in a tap. And so they...
I thought it was good.
I'm not an old-fashioned drinker, so I had beer instead. So we went there. We went across the street to the world's most sensitive vape shop. I was looking at a piece of art on their wall.
I forgot that story.
I was looking at a piece of art on their wall, and I feel like the guy was watching me the whole time just so he could shout at me not to touch it. Like, he was like, I could kind of feel him going, touch it, go ahead, touch it, go ahead, touch
well,
it,
that's
go
the
ahead,
thing.
Touch it. And then as soon as, because it was made out of pennies, and I just wanted to see if they were actual real pennies, so I just lightly touched one. I didn't even touch it with my finger, because I know there's oil on your finger. It's like, I tapped it with my nail.
That story.
I just, like, tapped it with my nail to see if it was a real penny, just gently. He's like, sir, don't touch that, please. And it was just like, he was very,
you need to get this next leg.
Very, very, upset that
that's
I had
funny,
touched his arm.
That's funny. Yeah, because it was, well, it was funny because, you know, look, let's pretend, I'm a reasonable person at a vape shop. And just touch your hand, I should have been like, okay, ready?
Okay, I'm going to touch your hand.
Okay. Oh, you know what, I'm so sorry. That it's very sensitive, I think. Can you just not touch that?
No problem. I was just curious.
No big deal. Yeah, we should put a sign there and say that. I'm sorry. Okay.
By the way, is this for sale? Because I love this piece. And I see here that it's made by a local artist, and he might be interested in selling it, perhaps.
Yeah.
Instead of having you yell at fucking customers.
Okay. Now let's do how he did it.
All right. So I'm going to touch it, right?
Don't touch that! Don't touch that. Please. And then you immediately backed off, and he was like,
he just kept going on about it.
Can't touch that, all right?
I put down the candy,
okay,
and I backed away from the child.
But you just can't touch it.
I feel like
that petty thing.
I feel like you just stepped on
it. I've already explained myself. You can't touch it.
I feel like you just stepped on a really funny line of mine.
Oh, really? What?
I set down the candy. I stepped away from the child. It was just, I don't know. See, there's no funny in the retail.
I did step on it.
All right, so,
I'll agree to that.
Also, I feel like that was kind of a visual gag that people aren't really going to get.
Who cares? Whatever.
All right, so then we hung out at Kohl's, then we went to the vape place, and then we went to the Red Line.
Yeah.
Which is a gay bar that Joe Batiance hated. Hated it. But we walk in there within 30 seconds. He's like, this is my favorite bar ever.
No, Precinct is still better.
Nick, the bartender from Boston, who was delicious.
Very good looking.
Very good looking, very, very happy, personable kind of a bartender there. And we enjoyed our time with Nick. We were joined by cousin of the Joe, Richard.
Yeah.
Who joined us at Red Line. And then, I would say not moments later, but probably, you know, 10 or 20 minutes later, we were joined by Nico Martinez.
Nico Martinez.
And then we got a call from Paul. Who said that they wanted to meet us
over
at Kohl's, so we went back across the street over to Kohl's.
I think only this lane goes on it.
Where we had our, we ate some dinner and had some more drinks over at Kohl's.
No, you're good here. You're good
so
here.
We went to, we've been worrying about the, I can see, and I'm good.
I want a divorce.
So we had a lovely dinner at Kohl's with Paul, and what is his boyfriend's name?
John.
His husband's name.
Wait a minute. I want to say something. The Waze hasn't caught up to us. The map. The maps will show this at the Pacific Coast Highway.
Okay, great. Maybe you have no signal.
No, it does have full bar. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, great. So, there we are. We're all caught up now. We left downtown Los Angeles, went back to Malibu, where I went downstairs and watched Daredevil on Netflix and almost immediately fell asleep. And apparently, I did not know this, but it is, you do not leave your door open in this house because it upset. Joe couldn't sleep because the door was open downstairs. And now he could have walked down the stairs and just shut the door.
Yeah.
And then thusly been able to sleep, but.
As I said, I realized that I didn't know it was like a thing of mine. Yeah. But as I was sitting, as I was laying in bed, I was like, that door's open, it's bothering me.
So, the door was open downstairs and that bothered him. I'm not sure why.
I eventually fell asleep.
I was asleep, so.
I don't know that. I eventually fell asleep.
So anyway, there you go. Now you're all caught up. Today, we are heading right now, as we are talking to you, we are heading to
Grill 'Em All.
Mm-hmm. So this is our hamburger day. So we're going to Grill 'Em All and then to
Petit Trois. We could do another hamburger place, but I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'm actually more worried about Grill 'Em All being stuffed.
Okay. Well, I just won't eat the whole thing. I'll just take it back to Malibu.
Oh, there you go.
Or we could just, if we agree on the same hamburger, we just have it.
True, good point.
Eat and a half, it both. No, but also tomorrow we will also be eating at another really good hamburger place because I am meeting friend of the show, Carrie, is coming to Hollywood to meet with me tomorrow before I go to Anaheim. So I will be eating at the Oinkster tomorrow.
Oinkster, it's a good place.
Yeah, I got their patty melt there. It was quite delicious, so I will probably get a...
Oh, that's what you're going to get, huh?
I don't know. I just think that's what I got. So there you go. You're all caught up. Oh, what I was going to say. So we're going to go have hamburgers now, but then we are meeting a friend of mine from Tampa, Michael, who I knew growing up. Like, he was an old... When I was a young queen that went out to the bars all the time, this is how I knew Michael, and so I knew him from going out, and he was a friend, and he now lives in Palm Springs, but he messaged me the other day and said, oh, hey, how long are you in L.A.? Because I'm coming to town for a few days. So we were actually going to meet up with Michael.
I think you're on the wrong freeway, my friend. But
let's
see what it tells you to do. The problem is because it's running parallel the freeway, it's going to take a while. Yeah, get off of Ramona here. Let's see if we can run parallel and get back on the freeway.
Great. That's fun. All right, great. It's already figured it out, maybe. So there you go. So we're going to go there. We're going to go have our lunch.
There we go.
Will you stop it?
See, people, this is how he treats me.
No, but I'm sorry. We're trying to record the thing and nobody
gets
shit.
But Queen, that's fine. But Queen, we also have to get from point A to point
just
B.
You can point. They can't see us, so you can just point and I'll get it.
Right. It's like, Joe, yes, we're, yes.
You just keep talking. You just keep like, and I get it. It's like, yeah, I get it. Joe,
we're
get
in
it.
Detroit.
I get it, Joe.
Okay, good. Well, good show. Good episode.
I get it. Well, I'm trying to wrap it up so we can be done with it and then we can be done. Dear God.
When is Thursday?
Tomorrow. And it cannot come fast. In fact, I'm actually right now on my phone looking for hotels near Malibu so I can just drop you off later.
Good.
And just go.
I hope you get there in time.
Stay in Malibu. Just stay in a hotel. Of course, I got laundry going at your place, so I have to get that back from you.
That'd be really awkward. I'm out of here as soon as my drying's done.
That's it, Joe Batance. I'm done with you. I gotta wait for my laundry though, so.
Yeah.
I'm gonna sit here and glare at you while the dryer's going. I'm just gonna sit here and glare at you until it's done. I was supposed to turn there.
That was weird.
Wait, what does it want me to turn? It wants me to turn here.
Okay, yeah.
All right, you know what, Joe? Screw this. You've already ruined the goddamn thing. All right, so Joe, we're here in LA. We're having a great time. This can be your replacement episode for your missing DI Plus and catching up this week. Say goodbye to everyone, Joe Batance.
Good night, Chet. Or what is it? Which one does he say?
I always say good night, Chet.
Oh, good night, David.
Right. And there's no theme music. All right, goodbye, everyone.